previously on Algoa FM.
So Heritage Month is upon us, and during the course of Heritage Month, we're going to be chatting to people who've made an impact on our community here in East London and Gonse and in Komani and the like, and businesses that have done that as well. And I can't think of any business. Well, there maybe are. There's other examples, but certainly one that stands out to me, because it was the very first business that I interacted with when I moved here the first time. I stayed in this hotel and I became very aware of this business. It was pretty much home for about a month. And the man that I met there, I'd actually met him before in a completely different environment, was Peter Gregerson from the Blue Lagoon. Hello, Pete. How are you doing?
Hello, Gordon. Lovely to be with you here today.
It's great to have you here. Your official title is MD, GM.
GM at Blue Lagoon.
General Manager.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Blue Lagoon Hotel is such a quintessential brand in East London and in the Eastern Cape, I think. Can you share the history and a bit of the heritage of the hotel? I mean, listen, if location, location, location is the key to success, you certainly have the best one there. Tell us more about how it all started.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's location, 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 and the brand. It all started as a camping and caravan park many, many years ago. And then the hotel was registered in about 1987 as a business. And there was actually an article that I recently read that was published in the Daily Dispatch in 1987, December, about the building of the Blue Lagoon Hotel. And it started trading as a timeshare unit in 1988. And expanded over time from 36 self-catering units to with two beds to where it is today with 36 suites and 67 standard rooms, totaling 103 rooms.
Yeah, and the suites are not just I mean, it's practically an apartment, right?
Practically, yes.
Yeah, you've got everything in there you'd need.
Yeah, everything that you need.
That's amazing. What's one thing that stands out about your company that we may not know about? Give us the inside info.
The inside info. I think what sets us apart is the view and the nature reserve on the mouth of the Nuin River.
Right.
That nature reserve has buck in it. It has lots of bird life, which come onto the property, jennets, dussies, all of that. That view from that deck, I think it's one in a million, and it's something that we need to capitalize on, and we are capitalizing on it with the new marketing strategy and brand awareness.
Yeah. The best thing to do on a Friday is go and sit at the Blue Lagoon on the deck and watch the sunset with a cocktail. That's a win.
That's it. That's a win.
Yeah, you want to start your weekend, that's the best way to do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
In terms of the community you serve, what do you guys do as the Blue Lagoon to give back to the community?
To give back to the community, you know, we provide a service. So who are you providing a service to is important to recognize that it's not just the customers or the guests that are coming in, but it's also to the people that support those businesses that provide us with the services that we need.
Right.
So whether it be farmers producing produce that sell at the market that eventually end up with us, that's all part of the community. So by providing obviously the historic Highlander Bar and deck and accommodation and seven conference venues for functions and year-end parties and any other celebratory event that you might have, and of course conferencing, the support to the local business and the entrepreneurs out there that are starting businesses and supplying needs for the hospitality industry, we're always looking at and seeing how we can uplift and share knowledge with them if necessary, or saying,
right,
no, your costings are wrong. Let us help you do your costings. Let us help you do things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important to do that.
Yeah, as long as I know known the Blue Lagoon, it's always brought in local service providers to provide services to those conferences, those events, and also the hotel services as well. You bring
absolutely
everybody in from the community into the hotel. And because the hotel is such a hub, not just for accommodation, but for all the other things you mentioned, it is quite a wide net.
I think you underestimate how large that net is. But hospitality industry draws on everything. The farmer who needs diesel that buys from the total garage to run his tractor that he bought from a tractor shop that is planting potatoes, that he got the seeds from the seed factory to produce that and to sell it at a market that we buy to make a potato salad or chips for you to consume. There's a value chain. It's just it's an immense in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, and especially with a business that's been so well established and been around for so long, you know, you've grown, you've probably been integral in growing a whole lot of businesses, smaller businesses, you know, throughout the years from 1987 onwards, you know.
Absolutely.
All right, so do you have a special, any special in-house traditions or notable stories you can share with us? Or they really want to know the details, hey? We want to peel back the curtain here. What are the special in-house traditions?
I think... let's not talk about traditions, but notable stories would be the way to go. I don't think people realize, but in the 1990s, the hotel had a casino.
No, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And it had a 10-pin bowling alley.
Whoa.
So, you know, additionally, another tradition that had prior to me arriving there was the restaurant would close after Christmas lunch and only open again on the 27th of December. This obviously has changed.
Yes, no, that's changed a little, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, casino, 10-pin bowling, and then Christmas time off. I like that. That's very cool. And listen, anyone who's lived in East London for longer than 5 minutes has a Blue Lagoon story. So you could ask anyone who will say, oh, I met my wife on a Friday night at the Highlander, or we went to a wedding where our best friends got married. Everyone has a story.
Don't blame us, Gordon.
Yeah, no. Look, that's not your fault. That's all my own fault, huh? Blue Lagoon has had a very long association with Algo FM, and I've been here previously. I was here for quite a long time, and now I'm back again. I remember the relationship between Algo FM and Blue Lagoon going back a long way. How has that benefited your business?
I think one needs to realize the impact that radio makes, and with Algoa FM, and then back in the old days it was Radio Algoa, which we don't use anymore, but it's now Algoa FM. We took a conscious decision to advertise with you because of the wide reach, your geographical footprint, which you've grown substantially, and you've gone down into the garden route now. Effectively, you could advertise from the Garden Route to Carmouth and a little bit beyond and up to Queenstown, I think even closer to Bloom, with Algoa FM. So your geographical footprint is very important to us. And also, there's targeted advertising that we do. And that targeted advertising is quite specific. So whether you want a leisure holiday, we will advertise a leisure holiday option. Whether you want to have an end-of-year Christmas function, we will advertise a Christmas function or parties or birthdays or weddings or anything about that, including conferencing events where that it might be a networking session that you want to organize. We can arrange these things, and we do this. And radio, particularly Algoa FM, has such a large local influence that I think people don't quite understand the local influence that it has. And Algoa FM particularly can help build the local presence to your brand, make your brand relevant, as long as you and your marketing team are keeping your product relevant at the same time.
Right. And also, when you think about it, like you talk about the family functions, the weddings, the birthday parties, and the like, and then you talk about the businesses and the conferences. Those are very separate needs, but fall in one listenership community that would listen to Algoa. Yeah,
you know, a lot of people are driving during the day, particularly between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and again, probably between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning. Or you're doing the kid run to go and fetch them from school at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. So you need to talk to that audience because they are actually engaged with listening.
Yeah.
So they're listening to the song, they are driving their car, they listen to the song, they also listen to your advert. And then the person says, well, gee, I need to make contact with them because I have to arrange my wedding or I have to arrange my whatever it is.
Well, we've got a conference. I remember we did a triathlon on the shores of the Nahoon River, and we did an information evening inside the Blue Lagoon as
Correct.
Well.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's how varied it is. All right, as we close it off, what's next for the Blue Lagoon? I know you've done some big things there, but what can you tell us? What's next?
Well, the big thing that we've done is we've installed solar into our property, and that has made a definite impact. And we're looking to reinvest more solar into the property so that we can increase our green energy and help the environment. Also, to strengthen the knowledge of my team at the Blue Lagoon to ensure that the competence and reliability comes forward, so that you constantly try to improve all spheres of the business and improve your standards.
Mm. And in hospitality, that is vital.
It's vital. You need to have the criticism and an open, honest approach to it.
And, I mean, you're literally dealing with people's accommodation. Like, you know, my bed to sleep in, my meal that I'm going to have, that's important. So you need your staff to be at that level.
Absolutely.
Which has always been high at the Blue Lagoon. Peter Gregerson, you are a legend. Thank you very much for coming in. It's great to talk about a great business with a man who's been integrally involved with it for a long time. Something you didn't know about Pete, he is now a PhD. So it's actually Dr. Peter Gregerson. And he's written a book as well, which if you go into my Facebook page, you'll find out more details about it there. He didn't know I was going to do that. He's looking at me like, why are you talking about this? But I'm going to give it a punt there. Mr. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gordon.
Go and check out the Blue Lagoon. If you haven't been there for a long time, you're in for a surprise. It has been upgraded quite considerably. Thank you, Pete. We'll chat to Dennis Collins on Thursday as part of our Heritage Month.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.